Mishnah. We're doing the Sefer Amidot, we're up to page Kuf Mem Gimel. And Magid Miduvna had explained that the way the Yetzer Hara works is he works within our own nature. So depending on what a person's interested in life, that's where the Yetzer Hara is going to try to get him to err. A person has to look, he says, take a look at yourself. If you think about it, so then with this concept, you could really acquire the world to come. This concept, says the Magin Miduvna, is a phenomenal concept. It's a concept that can get you to acquire your world, and it's a concept that really will show how a person can lose it all at once. Who is he? Whoever he is, to come after the king and Moshe's servant and the nation and all the prophets, to try and outsmart the Torah, our true tradition, to try and change our tradition and say, okay, now you got to do the mitzvah differently. We have our tradition, we know exactly how much matzah you have to eat, we know what time. We don't really understand the mitzvos. Why does God care if I eat a kazayis matzah or a half a kazayis matzah? We don't understand exactly what the logic of each mitzvah is. Does God really care if I eat the meat when the animal was slaughtered this way or that way? We don't understand it. We know this is what God said, but we don't really understand the logic of the mitzvos. Does God care if I shave my head here with a knife? That's okay. If I shave my head here with a knife, that's not okay. Why? I shave my beard with a knife, that's prohibited. I use a shaver, that's okay. Why? The way a person behaves, well, this is the way a sick person behaves. He's lying and he's suffering in bed, and a famous doctor comes in, and he starts prescribing different medication. What does he do? The doctor says to take this, he takes this. The doctor says to take that, he takes that. He doesn't start saying, oh, wait a second, doctor, I have a question. What do you say we switch the order? I know you told me to take this medication in the morning and that one at night. Why don't we do it the other way? Or maybe, don't you think maybe we should add something to all this? Or maybe I'll drop one pill. Because he knows he doesn't understand his illness, nor does he understand how the medication works. He doesn't understand their strengths, he doesn't understand their the way they work. So he says, the same way an intelligent person analyzes what he does, wherever he suddenly thinks he's headed, he has to ask himself, how am I going to get there and where am I going? And what am I doing? Is what I'm doing something good or is it not? A person shouldn't say, gee, I think it's a good idea, so I'll do it. And a person shouldn't just say, it feels right. You know, that's the way people decide today, what it feels like. And that's why people have a hard time sticking to any goal. Because there's nothing in life that will hold you because it feels like it. It's the great problem today. That's why people have a hard time with marriage and their children and their job. Because today the world has evolved. The Western world has evolved. If nothing's true and we can be pluralistic and we can give validity to everything, so then what's going to guide me? If there is no truth, we in Judaism, we say there's a truth and God has expectations from us. But if you don't live with that, so then the only thing that's left to guide you is what do you feel like? And you know what? There's nothing you're going to feel like every day of the year. You could like chocolate the best in the world. Chocolate is your favorite food, but at some point you're going to wake up one morning and you won't feel like having a chocolate bar. You could love your wife, she could be the best wife in the world, but you're going to have those mornings when you wake up and you don't want to talk to her. Now, if all of life is about what do I feel like, so then we have problems because our feelings are not consistent. Our feelings waver. The Magid Miduvna says A person can't make his decisions based on what he thinks or what he feels like. A person has to ask himself, what does the Torah want of me? Is this our tradition? Is this the way the Jewish people have been behaving? Right now, I feel like doing this. Very good. But that's why Hashem gave us the gift. Hashem gave us the Torah. Just like you wouldn't start messing around with your medication if you got any brains about you. You're not going to start messing around with the Torah and say, okay, but I feel like doing this. והניסיון הנאמן הזה כבר בחר בו דוד המלך עליו השלום לבחור בו דרכיו ומעשיו ואמר מזקנים את בונן כפיחודיך נצרתי. And the great litmus test is what King David said. He says, you know how I test the way I live? I look at the elders, I look at the sages, because I want to keep the Torah. היינו כאשר רציתי לבחון דרכי ומנהגי. David says, when I want to check myself, אם אין אני שוגה חס ושלום, maybe I'm messing up, David says. David said about himself, I'm never certain that I'm on the right path. אני מביט ורואה בתהלוכות הזקנים אבות העולם. I look back. I look at the forefathers. I look at the elders. ואם דרכי מכוון לדרכיהם ומנהגים למנהגיהם. Do I behave like they behave? Am I going down the path they went? את בונן ואוכל לדון על עצמי כפיקודך נצרתי. And then I could gauge myself. And this maybe is one of the most important paragraphs, especially for a person who's a chozer b'tshuva. Very often a person wants to do what's right very badly. And we've seen people do all kinds of ridiculous things because they wanted to do what was right very, very badly. And sometimes they could trample over their roommates, and sometimes they could trample over their wife, and sometimes they could trample their parents, and sometimes they could trample even their Rosh Yeshiva because they want to do what's right. And one of the gauges, if you want to know if what you're doing is right or wrong, is what David HaMelech said. David HaMelech says, I say, is this the way the sages behave? Is this the way the forefathers behave? A person has to realize he's not the first person to aspire to do what's right. Very often a person who does tshuva is so into it that everyone else seems less pious than him. Everyone else is not as sincere as him. So you have to know the way of the world is, maybe you're very into it, that's great. But there's a path of Judaism. And the path of Judaism has a history. Look at others that went down that path. And remember the great warning the Magen Midovna has been giving us. That within a mitzvah, even if you got the general mitzvah right, there can be many, many averos. We've seen many people who do tshuva trample their children. I was in shul and I saw a poor kid sitting next to his father. I felt like crying. And any time the kid lifts his head from the sitter, the father grabs his cheek and pulls it down into the sitter. Guy, you're crazy. What's wrong with you? So yeah, he wants his child to daven. You think the kid's going to want to daven after that? Anytime the kid starts talking, the father loudly goes, shh. So he's not only embarrassing his son, he's driving everyone else crazy. Is his son going to like shul after that? So he's very sincere and he's very intent. And of course he's holier than everyone else, so no one can say a word to him. But he's killing the kid. And very often you see people with the best intentions are trampling other people. Says the Magid Midovna, you want the gauge? Look around you. Other people are kosher Jews. If everyone's doing it, it's probably okay. Shabbat Shalom.